Welcome to Q&A with Brad. It's an advice show for the 21st century, where I take your questions and form them into sweet, sweet wisdom. You can take it from me. I am 19 years old. Our first question comes from Yahoo Answers user, the smartest being on Earth. Which is strange, because if you were the smartest being on Earth, I would imagine that you would not be needing to answer these questions, but alas, you have come to me for help. Inadvertently, perhaps. He asks, is it possible to create multiple personalities on purpose? I've been trying for years to try and develop 3 different personalities, but nothing I try works. I even tried praying for it, even asking God to split my soul into 3 parts, but nothing works. Help. Now, I believe that if God were to split your soul into 3 parts, that would make you 3 separate beings rather than just 3 beings in 1 person. Then again, I have not had that happen to me. I don't think God splits people's souls into 3 parts as, like, you know, just for fun. Also, I think that multiple personality disorder, I do not think that it's 3 different souls in 1 brain. I think it's just, 3 different personalities. I think it's all the same soul. You are the same person, but not necessarily 3 different people. Also, I think that's impossible. So, I'm afraid that the answer has already presented itself to you. Your years of trying have gone to waste, I'm afraid. I will leave that to you, smartest being on Earth. Our next question comes from Yahoo Answers user Werby, who asks, is it bad that I prefer to marry a man for money over looks? If I had to pick between a handsome guy and a rich guy, I would definitely pick the rich guy, since I don't want the handsome guy leeching me of my money and having so many girls throw themselves at him for his looks. Now, I think that you're assuming a lot here. First of all, that handsome men cannot be rich, in which I retort, they can. Ryan Seacrest, look at him. Ryan Gosling. You know, Roger Ebert. All very handsome boys. They could all, you know, please you visually. However, I also think that the assumption that a poor, handsome guy would leech you of your money, I don't think that all men would like to take your money. I certainly would. I do expect a little bit of payment for answering this question for you, but we can't always get what we want. So we'll see. Now, is it now? I think you've made up your mind, though. You already said I would definitely pick a rich guy. I guess you're just wondering if it's bad. I don't think it's bad. I just think that it is a little misguided. I think that you are valuing money over true love. And honestly, you're putting it on a scale of money and good looks, which are 2 rather shallow reasons to marry somebody, don't you think? Yahoo Answers user Werby. This is all I have to say. And that is it for our show. Thank you for listening.